T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You all right?
I'm fine.
All right.
Oh my God, why do you ask?
I don't know.
Just keep hitting my mute button.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, I got the thing, damn thing in mute. Hello. Good morning.
That was nice to hear. I love that guy. And it was nice to see his face on the video that Bryn puts into my phone. I love it.
I know. I really enjoy that you're playing us the videos. I think that's really fun. I mean, we've said it before. I very rarely watch a video, and it's kind of cool to see it.
Yeah, it's
really
neat.
I like Pat.
It.
Pat's a special dude.
He is a special dude. Been part of the Alice story train has been, you know, from the early days. So
big time, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the early day stuff was train. Anyway, good morning, and it's Thursday. We're going to grab a little...
Thursday.
Thank you. I'm going to grab a little celebrity trash here, which is brought to you by self-care. During these hard times, remember, take care of yourself. Like going on a social distance walk or baking banana bread. Little banana bread. You know, do something that's going to make you feel good. And
or
then
do
slather
a facial
it in butter
mask.
And eat it. Sure. Right. You know, get your toes. You can't get this. Can't do that. What
do
other self-care
yourself,
stuff? Yeah, I suppose you could.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Someone in the house give you a massage, whatever.
Oh, all right. That always leads places I don't want to go, though. Anyway.
You are not kidding. If my wife says, my back or whatever, I'm like, I am happy to, but she knows what that means.
Yeah.
I am going to rub your butt at one point, and then it's happening. It's on. So
it is on. But my back hurts. It doesn't matter. The Emmys are, surprise you guys, going virtual in 2020.
Yay.
I don't know that this is a surprise to anyone, but they did do the nominations earlier this week, and the plan is for them to, I guess, do some kind of virtual award ceremony. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I love watching people on Zoom, so I'm sure this will be, you know, look, they just want to hand out the awards. So, but basically,
well, they want to do a show, and I want them to do a show. I want all of us to accept that no one can do the show they want to right now, but the people who are trying, us included, deserve a little credit for not saying it's not up to our standard, so we're not doing it at all. Of course,
right.
I need the money, so I'd never say that, but
no,
you know,
I don't
I mean,
care it, where the stance it could be up to, you know, there are no standards for us,
right.
As far as we're concerned.
But the point is, they're trying, and I like it. So go.
They say the details are still forthcoming, but this letter that they sent out to people asking them to be prepared to do it from home or wherever they would like to be. They said, basically, we're not going to be asking you to come down to the Microsoft Theater in downtown L.A. September 20th this year. It is going to be the TV industry's biggest night out, but you won't be going out. We'll come to you. They're
it's
actually
called
saying
the Microsoft Theater now, huh? Theater,
yeah.
Huh? Okay, because that Ballmer guy is Microsoft, and he bought the Clippers.
Yeah.
So he must have poured more money into the LA area and other places, right? Or is he not related to Microsoft at all anymore? I don't know.
I truly don't know.
Yeah, I'm caught up in nothing.
The lineage
Sorry.
On that. We are assembling a top-notch team of technicians, producers, and writers to work closely with Jimmy Kimmel and with you and your team to make sure we can film you and loved ones or whoever else you choose to be with at your home or another location of your choice. We're going to make you look fabulous. We're exploring the cutting edge of technology to allow you to use good cameras and great lighting, and look forward to working with you to produce your unique on-screen moments. So I don't know if this means everyone's going to find out if they win first, and then it's just like, we'll film your acceptance speech, but the Emmys are going virtual in 2020, so they have, you know, about 2 months to get that together. You know, I didn't get to the story earlier this week, but it's terrible news. 49er Dana Stubblefield was found guilty of rape and faces life in prison. A jury in Santa Clara has, or Santa Clara County has found former San Francisco 49er defensive tackle Dana Stubblefield guilty of raping a woman at his Morgan Hill home in 2015. He played for the Niners 93 to 97, and he was accused of contacting a 31-year-old developmentally disabled woman on a babysitting website, inviting her to her home and raping her using a gun during the assault.
Apparently, she came to his house for an interview and then split. And then he called her back, and when she came back, that's when it went down.
Oh, boy. The conviction on the rape and firearm charge means that he now faces 15 years to life in prison. And, you know, that's just a sad cap on what was a great career. Just terrible, terrible news.
There's no upside. I know I read that his lawyers are going to fight it because they believe he's innocent. But I don't think anyone reads that and sees how you could take advantage. I mean, I don't know what developmentally disabled that can mean. That there's a spectrum, right?
Sure.
But I don't.
Doesn't
sound
good.
That in, it's bad any way you put it, but it's really bad when that's okay. Bye.
In other court news, that whole Johnny Depp thing's been going on. He is accusing a British tabloid of, you know, calling him a wife beater when he's not, and blah blah blah. So this is a couple days ago. The defense entered their, you know, did their closing arguments, and I just thought I'd give you a couple of highlights from this thing because there was a lot.
And, there is a lot. You're right.
On kind of a daily basis, we were seeing stories about pooping beds and peeing in corners and, you know, just like all kinds of, you know, lots of drug stuff. And
rich actors, they're psycho.
Turns out. So Johnny Depp was not there for closing arguments. Amber Heard was present. The Sun's attorney, the Sun is the tabloid in question, described Johnny Depp as a hopeless addict who repeatedly lost his self-control and all ability to restrain his anger. They're defending the fact that they said all this stuff about him. Johnny Depp is suing for an article on the Sun's website that described him as a wife beater. He denies he was ever violent toward Heard, whom he was married to from 2015 to 2017. This guy, the defense lawyer, says there's a wealth of evidence. He displayed a picture of the former couple to the court, trying to say that she lacks the physical capabilities to be the successful party in any fight. She took the stand and detailed instances where he had described her using sexually derogatory terms. It goes on and on. Basically, his well-documented evidence of violence and destruction over his adult life, which have occurred when he was under the influence of drink and drugs. His recollection of his own disgraceful conduct, which is so severely impaired by drug misuse, he may not have even been aware of the extent of his violence and terrifying behavior, which on more than one of these incidents put Ms. Heard in fear of her life. Final speeches then happened on Tuesday. And here's just a couple of the highlights. Johnny Depp rejects accusations of repeatedly hurting Heard while battling a drug addiction over a stormy 3-year span that ended with her 2016 decision to get a restraining order and file for divorce. The trial had kicked off with 3 days of grueling cross-examination in which Depp admitted only hazily recalling some episodes because he was high and drunk. I don't know. I don't really remember that. He revealed at one stage he started snorting cocaine in order to kick his addiction to prescription painkillers. And he argued that he was suffering uncontrollable spasms during withdrawal and was in no physical condition to hurt Heard in one alleged incident. So he's actually saying, I was so incapacitated, I couldn't have hurt her. She said his drug habit made him an unrecognizable monster who would go on days-long binges, in which he lost control. She said he threw bottles at her like grenades and struck her in the face with a foam. Some incidents were so severe, I was afraid he was going to kill me, either intentionally or just by losing control and going too far, she said in a statement. They both acknowledged loving each other deeply on their good days. She said, we had a wonderful year together where he was sober. I loved him and I didn't want to lose that. He said she did her best to try to get him off drugs in 2014 before they even married. Johnny Depp said she does have a heart and she understands the pain I was experiencing. So I don't know what the verdict will come back with, but that was sort of how they left the whole thing.
I've read a bunch of stuff, whether it's in Rolling Stone or these articles about this trial. And unfortunately, look, he's a rich superstar actor. He doesn't need my sympathy, but I feel he leads a sad existence. Unfortunately, it's not what I would have wanted to read about someone who has been graced with incredible good looks and clearly enough talent to star in feature films and make the kind of money, generational wealth that will last beyond his life and his kids' life and even his kids' kids' lives.
Right.
And yet his life it doesn't look good at all. Everything I read, I just think he's a lonely, sad dude and has no real friends. And the ones he does are because they're also addicted with him. And I know something about that. In high school, I would only hang with losers. Sorry to my friends but I only wanted to hang with people who wanted to be wasted.
Right.
That's the way that goes. I was friends with everyone, but who I actually hung with were people who wanted to get, ripped out of their heads.
Right. Leaving that behind, but staying with people with money. Jeff Bezos probably didn't enjoy losing $38 billion in his divorce last year. Don't worry. He has more than made up for that just in the last couple weeks alone. $38 billion is what he had to give to Mackenzie, his ex-wife. And her $38 billion has already turned into about $60 billion, despite the fact that she's trying to give it away. She signed that Warren Buffett giveaway half pledge or whatever the name of that thing is where you're just trying to make massive donations and pare down your wealth. How many billions do you need? Seriously, she can't give it away fast enough. It goes up too much every day. So she posted on Medium.com revealing that she's already given about $1.7 billion of the money to charity. Their divorce immediately made her the third richest woman in the world. Last year, she pledged to give away the majority of her wealth. And she posted a list of issues she's given money to first, along with a dollar amount. Already, she's given $587 million to fight racial inequality, $400 million for economic mobility, $133 million for gender issues, $130 million for global development, $128 million for public health, $125 million to fight climate change, $46 million to LGBTQ charities, and another $127 million for other causes. She also revealed she's dropping the name Bezos and using her middle name now. So she's Mackenzie Scott now. She was Mackenzie Tuttle, then she was Mackenzie Bezos, and now she's Mackenzie Scott. So she's trying to give that money away. I don't know. I guess she could write bigger checks, but she's worth,
those are huge checks. 140 something million is a huge check.
587. I'm just saying, if she really wants to get rid of it, I'm sure they'd take more.
I as you were saying those numbers, I'm thinking, that problem's gone. Great. I honestly think, shouldn't that have eliminated some of these issues? That's a ton of dough.
It's a lot of money. The smallest amount there was the $46 million to LGBTQ. And over $500 million to fight racial inequality. I like her choice of charities. And I'm sure that's going to continue. She's made the pledge. And every day since her money just keeps doubling and doubling, she's just going to have to give away more and more of it. So there's that. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got mask knee in the news, which is a current issue the world is dealing with, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.